Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We begin with the weather, because Storm Amy is due to hit Ireland tomorrow, and a status orange wind warning has just been issued for counties Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo. And this comes on top of today's rain warning for the West Coast, with Kerry currently under a status orange rain warning. Well, here to tell us what to expect over the next number of hours is Liz Walsh, meteorologist with Met Éireann. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning, Claire.
So Storm Amy, the first named storm of the year, tell us about it and the impact that it is expected to have on Ireland tomorrow.
That's right. Storm Amy, the first one off the rank. So tomorrow we're looking at a nationwide yellow wind warning, and that comes into operation at midday tomorrow. And we have a separate status orange wind warning for those western and northwestern counties you mentioned. And that kicks in at 2 p.m. and it's valid until 10 p.m. Now, the thing to note there as well is that there's also a red marine warning along the coast. So that means that anywhere near the coast, you are in red conditions there. So that's rare and very dangerous weather conditions from intense and meteorological phenomena. So the advice there would be to take action. But a status orange is a very severe warning in terms of wind as well.
And when
it's
infrequent
and dangerous.
When you say red marine warning on the coast, is that the West Coast you're talking about? Or all coasts?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. So it's stretching around from Valencia around to Malinhead. So not all coasts, just that kind of western, northwestern corner.
So that means absolutely nobody should be in the water or close to the coast either.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be the advice there. At least, take care.
OK, so when you say red marine warning, I mean, how close to the coast are you talking about? People who are within 5 kilometres of the coast, are they affected, Liz, by that warning?
I would say so, yeah. Within 10 kilometres of the coast, generally, that's kind of where the border. But regardless of that, you know, there's only a 1 kilometer difference between an orange and a red gust. And it doesn't stop at, as we know, the weather doesn't stop at county borders. But certainly the strongest winds are going to be at the coast. So the advice would be there to stay off the coast, or at least, you know, take action and be prepared for something quite intense and significant tomorrow.
Right, but then we have the orange warning for those counties, as we mentioned, and that's very serious too, and people should take great care.
Yeah, certainly. And especially at this time of year, the trees are in full leaf. And especially after the rain today, roots may be a little bit more weaker and may cause more trees to fall and things like that. And that could happen in a status yellow wind warning area as well. So just like you should be aware tomorrow afternoon, when it is windy, there is a chance that, you could meet some obstacles if you're out traveling and things like that. So it's just to be aware and take care and be prepared, especially if you're in those western and northwestern counties.
So Liz, you mentioned the rain today. It is going to be very wet, isn't it? Particularly all along the west coast.
Yeah, that's right. So we do have a status orange rainfall warning, as you mentioned, in operation for Kerry, and that's valid until 8 p.m. tonight. Now, as I just said, the rain doesn't stop at the county borders. So, Kerry, that's a heads up for West Cork there as well. Rivers possibly out of bank in those areas as well. The impact could be significant flooding today, especially in the southwest. Also, another place that, we could see significant rainfall totals would be in Connemara and in Galway. Those kind of places will see a huge amount of rain today. And we already had some thunderstorms earlier on this morning. We had a yellow thunderstorm warning out early this morning. That has now lapsed and the thunderstorms have gone away, but there's still more rain to come today. And the yellow rainfall warning is in operation until 8 p.m. tonight.
And can you explain the origins of Storm Amy to us? Because we know about Hurricane Umberto, which came from a tropical source, but is Amy different?
Amy is different. She's her own woman, really, in regards to a storm. So certainly, like you've probably been out walking today. Like I've seen some marathon runners out doing their runs this morning when I was cycling in. It's very humid out there today, and that's because the air over us is coming from a tropical source. So we've got a jet stream that's stretching right across the Atlantic, and that's what's fueling this weather that we're getting right now. So the jet stream is very strong, and it's the difference in temperature between the tropical air to the south and the more polar air to the north is creating very strong jet stream across the Atlantic at the moment. And the air that's coming towards us from, well, you know, that's been driven by the jet stream is actually coming from the area of Bermuda. And that's where we've seen actually two hurricanes, Umberto and Imelda. Imelda is still a hurricane, so still trundling around there, affecting Bermuda. Umberto was actually dissipated by the National Hurricane Center yesterday evening, so it's no longer exists, but the remnants of it are entrained becoming entrained in the jet stream. Mm-hmm. And that's what's fueling kind of what's happening with the low pressure system that will become Storm Amy. Okay. As it comes towards and tracks to the northwest of Ireland.
So at the moment we're looking at the red and the orange warnings. Do you expect those to be upgraded given that there is the red marine warning in places?
It's like I'm a meteorologist. I'm never going to say never. Okay.
Yeah.
The places where it'd be most likely for that to happen would be kind of Mayo and Donegal. Those would be the ones that we'd be watching. And it looks like the warning time or like thing would be tomorrow afternoon, between that kind of 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Area. But at the moment, we're keeping it orange for the moment. But yeah, certainly things can change. And like even from yesterday, I mean, it did look like yellow yesterday, and then overnight, there was a jump in the models, and then it's kind of pulled back again. So,
yes,
so you know, things do change.
Things
it's an
change.
Unfolding situation.
Well, we'll all keep an eye on it, Liz. Thank you so much, Liz Walsh there from Met Aaron. Coming up next, independent presidential candidate Catherine Connolly.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.